Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of August, 2023. The Bible reading today is Psalm 33, verses 1 to 11. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Today's article, titled Forever Faithful God, was written by So Chiel Dixon. When Xavier was in primary school, I drove him to and from school. One day, things didn't go according to plan. I was late to pick him up. I parked the car, praying frantically as I ran towards his classroom. I found him hugging his backpack as he sat on a bench next to a teacher. "I'm so sorry, my Joe. Are you okay?" He sighed. "I'm fine, but I'm mad at you for being late." How could I blame him? I was mad at me too. I loved my son, but I knew there would be many times when I'd disappoint him. I also knew he might feel disappointed with God one day, so I worked hard to teach him that God never has and never will break a promise. Psalm 33 encourages us to celebrate God's faithfulness with joyful praises because the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Using the world God created as tangible proof of his power and dependability, the psalmist calls on the people of the world to worship God. When plans fail or people let us down, we can be tempted to be disappointed in God. However, we can rely on God's trustworthiness because his plans stand firm forever. We can praise God even when things go wrong because our loving Creator sustains everything and everyone. God is forever faithful. Let's pray. Dear God, please remind me of your past faithfulness as I walk by faith today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread.